Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we look back at some recent headlines in science, health, climate, and technology. Vaccination rates have dropped for school-aged children in the United States. COVID shots could soon be administered annually, much like flu shots. Google's digital advertising practices are at the center of a Justice Department case. And we'll look at water levels in California, temperatures in Greenland, and other news about global warming. Those stories and more from the Associated Press.
New data show that the vaccination rate for kindergartners has dropped again. I'm Norman Hall. Usually 94 to 95% of kindergartners are vaccinated against measles, tetanus, and certain other diseases. The vaccination rates dropped below 94% in the 2020-2021 school year during the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. A Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study released Thursday found rates dropped again in the 2021-2022 school year to about 93%. Officials cite disruptions to healthcare from the pandemic and likely decreased confidence in vaccines. Federal officials are starting a new campaign to try to boost vaccination rates among kids. Norman Hall, Washington.
Health officials want to make COVID-19 vaccinations more like the annual flu shot. The FDA is looking at a simplified approach for future coronavirus vaccination efforts, allowing most adults and children to get a once-a-year shot to protect against the mutating virus. One good reason, while more than 80% of the U.S. population has had at least one vaccine dose, only 16% of those eligible have gotten the latest boosters. The FDA will ask its panel of outside vaccine experts to weigh in at a meeting later this week. I'm Shelley Adler.
Italian tennis player Camilla Giorgi has denied allegations she obtained a false COVID-19 vaccine certificate to allow her to travel. A doctor is under investigation in Italy for supplying false certificates and fake vaccine, and Giorgi's name was revealed in a long list of people implicated by an Italian newspaper on Tuesday after her 6-0-6-1 win at the Australian Open. Giorgi confirmed that she'd visited the doctor but said she'd done nothing wrong, adding, "Any fault is the doctor's." Ahead of the tournament, Tennis Australia chief executive Craig Tiddy said he was not aware of the fake certificate claims. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Justice Department in 8 states are suing Google over digital advertising dominance. Attorney General Merrick Garland says it's been going on for a while.
For 15 years, Google has pursued a course of anti-competitive conduct.
The government alleges Google's strategy is to neutralize or eliminate rivals by buying other companies and to force advertisers to use its products by making it difficult to use competitors' products.
Website creators earn less and advertisers pay more.
Google's parent company says the suit doubles down on a flawed argument that would slow innovation and raise ad fees.
The music streaming service Spotify joins the wave of tech companies announcing big layoffs. In a message to employees, Spotify CEO Daniel Ek announced the Sweden-based company, known for its huge playlists of music and podcasts, is cutting 6% of its global workforce. Their latest annual report tallied about 6,600 employees, which implies about 400 layoffs. Ek cited the challenging economy, saying he had hoped to sustain the strong tailwinds from the pandemic when more people sought entertainment at home. But the company's operating costs last year were double its revenue growth. Spotify joins a list of tech companies big and small to announce job cuts in the last 3 months, totaling in the tens of thousands. Those include Amazon, Microsoft, Google, Salesforce, Meta, Lyft, and Twitter. I'm Jennifer King.
Recent California storms have boosted water allocation for cities. I'm Lisa Dwyer. Public water agencies in California will be getting more water from the state because of recent heavy rain. A series of powerful storms dumped an estimated 32 trillion gallons of water in California in just 3 weeks. That's helped replenish the state's reservoirs that had been at dangerously low levels. Public water agencies will be getting 30% of what they asked for. That's up from the 5% state officials had announced in December. It has been 17 years since the state water project has delivered 100% of its water allocation. California is trying to build 7 new water storage projects, but those projects have taken nearly a decade to get off the ground amid a long permitting and approval process. There are 2 months left in the state's rainy season. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
6 western states that rely on water from the Colorado River have agreed on a model to dramatically cut water use. But there's one major holdout. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. California gets the largest allocation of water from the Colorado. The river and its tributaries wind through 7 states, from Wyoming, Utah, and Colorado, to Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, and into Mexico, serving 40 million people and a $5 billion a year agriculture industry. The Glen Canyon and Hoover Dams, 2 mammoth power producers, sit on the river, with gigantic reservoirs behind. Lake Powell and Lake Mead have reached historic lows, reflecting the stress on the river amid a more than 2-decade drought, along with all that demand and consequent overuse. The Bureau of Reclamation called on the states to propose ways to conserve 2 to 4 million acre-feet of water. They missed the deadline but have now come up with a plan. California, however, has not signed on, saying it will submit its own model for water reductions. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden's next climate hurdle is enticing Americans to buy green. The Biden administration faces a public relations challenge that could determine whether the U.S. meets the climate target of cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030. That is, convincing Americans to buy electric cars, solar panels, heat pumps, and more efficient appliances. Officials hope consumers will respond to tax credits and rebates, but recent polling finds most are broadly unaware of financial incentives to lower emissions included in the Inflation Reduction Act. Shannon Baker Brandstetter, who works on energy issues at the Center for American Progress, says the battle against global warming will be waged one household at a time, while the White House says it's piecing together a plan to get the word out. Josh Peck, a senior policy advisor, says lowering utility bills is going to be a key driver. Jennifer King, Washington.
It's a first in more than 1,000 years.
A study published in the journal Nature shows Greenland is the warmest it's been in more than 1,000 years. The conclusion comes from ice core data. Drilled into glaciers and ice sheets, they take years to analyze. The latest data from cores drilled in 2011 shows a sharp spike in Greenland's temperatures since 1995, 2.7 degrees hotter than its 20th century average. Scientists say Greenland's warming may have been masked by local weather variability, but it's now become too big to be hidden. The study's lead author calls the jump the clear signature of global warming. And the new data is bad news because Greenland's ice sheet is melting. In 2012, the year after the core was taken, saw a record melt, and the island's ice loss has been on high ever since. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
According to a new study, artificial intelligence predicts the world will likely hit a key warming threshold in just 10 to 12 years. I'm Norman Hall. A study in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences finds the world will likely breach the internationally agreed-upon climate change threshold in about a decade. The findings are more pessimistic than previous modeling. The study reignites a debate on whether it's still possible to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, as called for in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, to minimize the most damaging effects of climate change. I'm Norman Hall.
Residents of a town with high child cancer rates are angry about a deal over a polluted site. A proposed settlement between New Jersey and the current owner of a notoriously polluted industrial site is drawing fire from residents of Toms River, where memories of children getting cancer at elevated rates are still a fresh source of pain. At least 87 children in Toms River, which was then known as Dover Township, had been diagnosed with cancer from 1979 through 1995. New Jersey and Germany-based BASF reached an agreement for the company to restore natural resources polluted by the former Ciba-Geigy chemical plant. Many residents call the agreement woefully insufficient. Ciba-Geigy and BASF have paid more than $300 million in the ongoing cleanup of the site. Contaminated groundwater still sits beneath residential neighborhoods. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The federal government says it will begin a targeted crackdown on nursing homes' abuse of antipsychotic drugs and misdiagnoses of schizophrenia in patients. It's launching investigations this month into select nursing homes, aimed at verifying whether patients have been properly diagnosed with a psychiatric disorder. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is investigating. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
A new pill aims to make it easier to treat diabetic cats without twice-daily insulin shots. Bexacat is the first oral treatment for feline diabetes approved by the FDA and is expected to be available in the U.S. within the next several weeks. Similar drugs have been approved for people for about a decade. The new once-daily pill can't be used in diabetic cats that have already received insulin. While many cat owners successfully treat their pets with insulin shots, others struggle. Research shows the difficulties lead to 1 in 10 pet owners euthanizing their animals because of the difficulties of treatment. I'm Julie Walker.
The Carter Center says only 13 human cases of guinea worm disease were reported worldwide last year. In 1986, guinea worm infected 3.5 million people.
There's a lot of discussion about how the last mile of an eradication program is the most difficult.
People who drink unclean water can ingest parasites that can grow as long as 3 feet. The worm incubates for up to a year before painfully emerging, many times through the feet or other sensitive parts of the body. Adam Weiss with the Carter Center tells the AP they are close to the end of guinea worm, but not close enough.
It is going to be a very long and arduous last mile.
Part of the eradication work is training people to filter and drink clean water. Also, those who have had it are telling their stories.
There generally is kind of a fear of how bad it is to get guinea worm.
Weiss says guinea worm is poised to be the second human disease to be eradicated after smallpox. I'm Ed Donahue.
A young Rhode Island girl figures out how to determine if Santa Claus is real. DNA. The young, crafty Cumberland resident sent a partially eaten cookie as well as a couple of gnawed-on carrot sticks to the town's police department to ask if they can be tested for DNA. Chief Matthew Benson says the note they got said, "I took a sample of a cookie and carrots that I left for Santa and the reindeer on Christmas Eve, and I was wondering if you could take a sample of DNA and see if Santa is real." The chief says her evidence was sent to the lab. The charge could be failure to finish snacks. Results are pending. I'm Julie Walker.
With the stresses and strains of modern life, there is a mindfulness class in California where people can literally bathe in sound. Sound baths are becoming a popular way for Californians to empty their minds and relax. It's a Hindu concept. Chiropractor Ken Best says the stress of everyday life is causing anxiety and brain fog.
And we find that the sound baths really help them focus, gain back that collective thought that they're trying to get to, and also relieve their anxiety at the same time.
Screenwriter Barbara Fix is feeling the effects.
The sound energy that happens through you makes me feel very grounded and centered, and kind of like anything that will come at me in life, I am ready to face it and very focused.
A recent study at Georgetown University found mindfulness meditation works as well as a standard drug for treating anxiety. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.